come on, feel it, feel it. This is Mark Wahlberg here. Welcome to Mark Wahlberg's here. This is Donnie. You got Donnie. Yo, Ma, we got someone coming in to Wahlberg's, finding buying a fucking hamburger in your fucking joint. Hey, you're here for a fucking megalomaniac? You gotta remember, if you wanna go to fucking megalomaniac, shut up, Johnny. I'm telling them. Okay, if you want to go, you got to come on and feel it. You got to feel it. You got to go to magromaniac.com, you see? Because you got to find out things about pro wrestling and anime and all that shit. Remember Transformers? Fuck, remember that line when I said of Transformers? I said, yo, I think this is a Transformer. What? No! You got to remember. You got to go to magromaniac.com. You want to find out all your nerd shit. By that time, go stop by Wahlburgers, have a burger. Ma will always be here giving you some burgers. And if you need a spare cab ride, you can always ask Donnie. You know Donnie. Everybody loves Donnie. So remember, go to fucking Donnie. He'll drive you around because he's got nothing better to do when the new kids on the block and fucking NSYNC are touring. You know what? Donnie's my chauffeur on the weekend, but I lend him to you, okay? So have your fucking stupid burger here. We're by Ma's making it. Over here, Mark Wahlburgers. But remember, always stop by at magromaniac.com because you know what? You got to find out other do better other shit than this spooky... fucking shit. Magromaniac.com. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Nostalgia Road Trip, brought to you by the people over at magromaniac.com. This is the podcast where we take the short bus of life and crash it into that wormhole we call pop culture. This is the podcast, the only podcast running on the Super FX chip and coded in blast processing. This is your host, Edgar Velasco, and with me now is a certified G, and you can't teach that. That is Mr. Robert Menez. How are you?
Word, yo!
Oh, that response was like almost like the whitest thing ever.
I'm hardly what people can call white, though.
Yeah, I know. You're Cuban Pete with the merengue beat, boom, you know, chicka boom.
So chicka boom, chicka boom, I get all the chicks.
No, my friend. But definitely a question I looking up, you know, like, again, like I said, go through the internet or, you know, BuzzFeed articles, as stupid as some may be. You know, there's always an article like, oh, only 90s kids will remember this shit. And they post a picture of Zach Morris holding up a fucking white cell phone or some shit like that.
You know something? 90s kids will probably remember it. You know how old those cell phones are? They're from the fucking 80s. So come on, get with it, people. Or let's get even more technical. The 70s.
Yeah, that's true. And all that weird technical stuff, like the internet was actually existing in the 70s, but it was only done through, like, government shit.
Yeah, and military and colleges. And it was for one reason alone. Of course, it was for the exchange of porn.
And it's always about the exchange of porn. And of course, maybe for us, you know, making sure we don't die of dysentery playing Oregon Trail.
You know, oh, and you know, that's an even funny one, too. Oregon Trail existed in the 70s, too.
What was it? Was it a choose your own adventure book? Go to page 6.
It was a full text adventure, actually.
Oh, that's very interesting. Again, but it is a text adventure game, you know? If it wasn't that, we'd be playing, you know, again, how many times I spent my, you know, after school programs, after I did my homework, it was, you know, there were certain amount of kids that were allowed into, you know, the computer room, while the others were basically just doing, you know, playing the board games, checkers, Connect Four, or the other, you know, board games they had available.
Yeah, I had the same thing, like, when we had computer classes.
I know, and the thing about that is that all of us would always, there were only, like, three games I noticed everyone would play. What was Solitaire, Of course, Carmen Sandiego, and, of course, Oregon Trail. Although there were those other, you know, like Sesame Street, you know, math games that you solve the math equation and something would happen.
Well, on the Apple that I remember... I can't remember the name of the game itself exactly, but I remember there was this one really weird Muppet game that I used to play that had Gonzo searching for Camilla the chicken.
Because he likes to fuck chickens? Because he wanted to fuck her?
I have no idea why. All I just remember is that you constructed these weird vehicles, it showed you a map, and then you had to get through the map and avoid all the obstacles.
So practically, it was Twisted Metal for the Sesame Street.
I don't even know if it was Twisted Metal. It was kind of like I don't know how to describe it. It was kind of like a bit of like Amazing Machine with Muppets.
Muppets Top Gear.
Something like that. It's like you construct the vehicle and you got to get through the whole obstacle course without losing.
Wow. And the only way you get further in the race or, you know, and go over the other leading car drivers would be you answer some kind of math or some kind of question, right?
Nope. It was just basically you create the vehicle and go through this course and you just avoid objects in your path.
Wow, that definitely sounds interesting.
But the thing is, if you hit an object or lost in the obstacle course, you lose all the parts that you used to. It's like, you get fucked if you lose all the really good parts in the beginning.
That definitely sounds like Twisted Metal, some kind of those vehicular, you know, homicide crazy racing games. But
yeah, I can't find the name of it, though.
But as I was, you know, going through the internet, you know, going through these old 90s, 80s, you know, do you remember this blah bullshit? Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of start thinking about, like, the toys and games you used to collect. Now, I know we mentioned before about, like, the certain toys that we used to want as kids that even as an adult we still kind of, you know, come after, we still want. Like, for me, it would be, like, the Technodrome. I still want that. I don't know why, even though, like, my entire Ninja Turtle toy collection was lost during a move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine were given to my younger cousins.
Yeah, but at least it's kept in family. Me, you know, while we were moving from another house to the next house, you know, fucking we lost it. And I had a good chunk, you know, collection. I had, you know, Dirt Bag, Beefsteak, you know, fucking Ray Filet, fucking Ace Duck. I had the ones that no one even knew existed.
I had just a bunch of foot soldiers. I had all the main turtles, of course. I had April O'Neil, but the later one. Rocksteady, Bebop, the Shredder, of course. Krang, Splinter, Usagi Yojimbo. I had the Punk Frogs. I had Leatherhead. Oh my god, I'm trying to remember all the other ones I used to have.
Yeah, but again, you know, it's one of those things that whether we either grow out of it or somehow we misplace them, you know, kind of like the whole missing left sock theory. Like, you put it somewhere and it disappears for I don't know how, and even when it's in your plain, you know, sight, you lose it. And again, you know, for many of us, you know, growing up, we mostly lose our toys when it's during a move, you know. When we move to a new house or whatever, or maybe, you know, we have those douchebag friends. And we, all of us, had that douchebag friend that we want, who wanted your toy, you would lend it to him. Or, you know, and he would never give it back because he would say he lost it. Or that asshole fucking friend who knew you had that toy, but you lost it. And you know, in your heart of hearts, that fucker stole it from you.
Or, the even worse one, they borrow it and then the next day they move away.
Oh my god, you had that?
With the NES games.
Please tell me this story, because that's already angering me to go find this kid and punch him. Even though he's probably 35, a weightlifter, he can probably tear my dick off just by looking at it.
Oh god, well, one of them was I lent somebody in my class Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happened, of course?
He moved?
Yep.
He moved, and let me guess, he moved without you even knowing or him maybe even talking about it. During the time you guys were, you know, hanging out, he never once mentioned, oh, I'm moving out or I'm leaving.
Nope, he never mentioned it.
So, wait, how did you find out he moved? Did you, like, come by or, like, ask him, you know, try to go to his house to pick it up?
No, it's like he wasn't in school for like a week or so, and then I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I find out where he lives, and it turns out, of course.
I like that visual. You find out where he lives, and you come, you know, you're going around the block, you know, you and your you and your glasses with your taped up fist, get, you know, pounding your knuckles and shit, cranking everything, snarling at this kid, like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of this fucker. You go to his house, like a.
And of course, the for sale sign is on the lawn and the house is empty.
Wow, you got fucked.
But, at least on the plus side, a few years later, I traded a copy of TMNT 1 to get another copy of Super Mario Bros. 2. And while Funko Land still existed, I went right back and I just bought another copy of TMNT.
Yeah, but I guess that's still... Yeah, but you still did it within the time frame, but it was still kind of affordable to trade it. Whereas, you know, when you... Let's say, again, you lend a kid one of your Ninja Turtle toys, you know, depending on the figure or, like, you know, whatever, you know, you could be paying double than what you did when it first came out of, you know, out of the assembly line, you know, on those toy shelves.
Well, yeah, I actually had that one very strict rule. nobody lends out my action figures.
Kind of, while other kids were putting No Girls Allowed or fucking shit on their clubhouse, you said, no, I'm not lending you shit.
No. You want to play with them? You fucking come over.
Oh, my. Oh, but did you ever come across, did you ever have a friend or someone you knew in your block, in your neighborhood, that had all the best toys, and you were always jealous of them? Now, I know you told me the story about the Super Nintendo. You were the jealous kid on the block because you had a friend who was able to get a Japanese, you know, Super Nintendo or Nintendo.
I wasn't exactly the jealous kid on the block because I actually got to play it.
Yes, yes, yes. You knew a friend, and you, by, you know, not guilty of association, but by association, you leached off of that jealousy from his friends because you were the fortunate one enough to be friends with this kid and play this game before it even came out stateside, maybe a year into its official U.S. release.
Yeah, when did the Super Famicom come out? It's been a while.
I don't know.
I remember it was like something like November of 1990, and we didn't get until like August of 92.
Yes, yes. So you had a year and a half to two year jump.
Actually more like about an eight month head start.
Yeah, exactly. But we all of us knew that kind of kid growing up. The kid whose parents apparently had all the good shit, or apparently maybe the dad was a divorcee and just looking to anything to shut up this kid. Again, and isn't it funny that a good chunk of these kids who have all this shit were mostly a result of their parents divorcing, so they both try to, you know, I guess, shower him with gifts on both ends so that he can, I guess, choose which one he loves, daddy or mommy?
If that were the case, yeah. In this case, though, his parents were still married, and they got along pretty damn well. Hmm. He just got lucky because his dad happened to go on frequent trips to Japan.
Yeah, exactly. And, the weird thing is, sometimes that kid was a stuck-up asshole. Mm-hmm. Depending on the kid, because sometimes the kid was, hey, come on over, see what I have, and you play around. But there's that asshole kid, and I love mentioning the fact they're asshole kids, because, you know, again, I was never fortunate enough to get certain things, you know, growing up, because, again, poor family and all that shit. But the thing I hate is that some of these kids knew they had these goods, and they'd be assholes about it, by A, not letting you play them, or even not even allowing you into their social circles, and just being total uptight bitches about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, like, I did not have either a Super NES or a Sega Genesis when they were, like, on the market and new.
Mm-hmm.
I had both of them aftermarket. I bought my Genesis in 97, which was cool, because by that point, Genesis games were super cheap. I was able to stock up.
Yeah, that's true.
I bought my Super NES in art school.
Artsy fartsy you are.
Yeah, how artsy fartsy I am, but the guy gave me for $40, he gave me 12 games.
Well, again, and how old were you at that time?
I was 19.
Yeah, again, that's something. But, you know, for me, it was always like knowing about these systems and knowing about these things. Of course, through like game magazines or whatever, Game Pro at the time, or, you know, Nintendo Power.
Or but IGN.
For me, it was always through the kids of my mother's friends. So my mom would occasionally babysit these kids, and these kids would have, like, holy shit, like, you know, I didn't have a Sega Genesis, but this kid across the block did, and the only way I knew him was because their mom was friends with my mom, and eventually my mom would either babysit them or say, hey, he's having a party, come on, go, he told me you can come over, or some shit like that. That's how I was able to play Ninja Turtles 1 on the NES. I didn't even know such game existed. That's how I was able to play Sega Genesis, you know, and I didn't know, I knew about the Sega Genesis, but I didn't know what the, you know, blast processing and all that bullshit, and also toys, you know, and it's weird, you know, I didn't know about these certain high-scale Transformers like fucking Scorponok or fucking
Unicron?
No, not Unicron, Plex, Metroplex!
There you go!
Fucking Metroplex. I didn't know about these high scale. Although, yeah, I saw them in commercials. But, you know, around my neighborhood, you've never seen these, you know, on the toy stores. Again, I didn't have a Toys R Us around my neighborhood. I had a Kid City. I had a Sukons. You know, I didn't have the high-end toy stores, which would have the high-end toys. You know, when I was like 17, 18, where I fucking was able to walk around in an actual Toys R Us or a KB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, we used to have KB. We used to have Toys R Us in North Bergen, near where I used to live in Secaucus.
Mm-hmm.
But I also remember some of, like, the small stores. I remember, like, KB was, like, the one we used to go to more often because KBs were, like, in the malls. They were, you know, so they had, like, whatever was there, we just picked up whatever we could. And I remember, like, KB at one point when they were trying to transition out of the 16-bit era games, and they dumped everything out for, like, super cheap. Like, everything was, like, under $10. And that was a great way of me to build up my libraries.
And where's KB now? In our hearts.
Tits up.
Yep, fucking tits up, just, you know, fucked over like the Titanic, fucking sinking. But, you know, it's always weird to know that even through the generations, there's always going to be a kid in your neighborhood, you know, or a kid you know at school that has all the high-end stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually had another one, too, because, like, I had the NES for most of my time, and that was, like, the one console we really had mm-hmm. until we got a PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because, like, My growing up with, like, you know, games was a lot of computer games, a lot of DOS games.
So practically you were alone. Sorry.
I was the weirdo in school that had a computer that played a ton of games on it.
You were also the kid that everybody else with a Super Nintendo or Genesis was like, "Yo, you play games with computers? Computers are to learn, silly."
Yeah, well, I had fucking Doom. And guess what I learned to do with Doom? I learned to make my own levels.
And you also didn't go to school and shoot up people.
I was actually good about that.
Oh my god, on that subject, not to make something funny out of something tragic, I always found it weird how that during that era, everybody was wearing a trench coat. And when that happened, everybody who was wearing a trench coat at that, you know, goes to school was automatically, you know, put into that character, you know, category. He's part of the fringe, you know, the trench coat mafia. He's going to shoot our school. Oh my god. It's like, you people are assholes.
Yeah. I got some of the same thing too. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? What am I going to get out of that?
Maybe become a meme online before the meme craze was created. I don't know.
I was like, but sometimes, though, they did annoy me. People in school did annoy me so much, I didn't want to take, like, a heavy object and smack somebody with it.
Winners use drugs, kids.
Winners also use really extra heavy volumes. Let me smack you with the encyclopedia, get some fucking sense in you.
Oh, God, yeah, sure. Encyclopedias. There's something I don't see advertised as much as usual. You know, it's funny, like, when we used to grow up, and I know you definitely agree with me on this, that during commercial times or in, you know, commercial breaks in our cartoons or whatever, there will always be this advertisement. Now, yes, I say it advertisement. I don't say advertisement. I say advertisement, motherfuckers. I know my English. I know me spell English correctly.
Me am English good. Me am bizarro.
No, but it's always funny that you always saw these commercials for, you know, Encyclopedia Britannica and these fucking big ass Bible thick, you know, fucking encyclopedias, you know, and you always buy like a volume set and it, with each month you would get a new volume. And I always wonder, like, what happened to those fucking people who bought those fucking pieces of shit?
Guess what? We owned Encyclopedia Britannica.
You had it? You actually had those fucking... why?
Because you know how old the volumes that we had were? They were from like the 70s.
And you actually bought these off like the phone number that whatever they offered you? Or...
And I was too little.
Or, like me, the reason we were able to get ours was because, again, a friend of a friend who had them and just wanted to get rid of them. And my mom, I think, at the time thought, oh, maybe this will help the kids and, you know, educating and shit.
No, yeah. But seriously, though, like, I actually had access to the Encyclopedia Britannica at home.
Really? So you were like Mr. Bookworm with the fucking knowledge and shit?
Hey, it beat football.
It beat football. So you were practically just... So you were literally based, you know, your stereotypical bookworm that would put his face on the books and not his face on the mat. Whatever.
Well, let's see. I read a ton of stuff. Yeah, I had the encyclopedia. I could beat Mario 3 with the best of them. I made Doom levels. I listened to fucking punk rock. I wore punk rock band t-shirts and torn jeans and colored in Converse.
Oh, shit, son. Oh, shit, son. Are you one of the fucking rejected groups from the Warriors?
I don't know which one, which gang, the bookworms.
No, you be your own thing. You be like the DOS, the DOS boys.
Los DOS.
The floppies. You be the New Jersey floppies.
You know, that sounds so dirty when you just think about it.
It's a group of you guys standing around just whipping your dicks and just flopping them around.
Oh my god.
Yo, you heard, you know, the fucking, the baseball furies? Yo, they ain't got shit on the New Jersey floppies. They hit you over the head with their dicks.
12 inches of fucking madness.
And remember, guys, you gotta blow on them to work.
No, that's the girl's job.
I don't know. But that definitely does sound like a rejected fucking Warriors gang. The New Jersey floppies.
I know, it is so dirty.
No, but, you know, it's always fun to know that, you know, how, like I've always mentioned, how certain things over time repeat themselves, and, you know, there's an old saying that, you know, when I went growing up, my toys just, what is that? There's a meme about it. Like, I don't just, my toys, when I grow up.
Or the old thing that I remember seeing, the difference between men and boys is the price of their toys.
Yes, exactly. And it's kind of true because, you know, these toys still exist one way or another, you know, and apparently it's probably going to outlive us. I've always said that Ninja Turtles will outlive me, which is strange, and it's slowly getting up there where, you know, Ninja Turtles are the hot toys. Fucking Ninja Turtle toys were the hottest selling toys of Christmas of last year.
And it's like, they were hottest selling toys when we were kids.
Exactly. So these things repeat themselves. And again,
it does repeat itself.
Same thing with Transformers. Same things with G.I. Joes. These certain things still come back one way or the other. You know, we're not too far off from maybe another He-Man remake or some shit like that. Also, we're not that far off from, you know, maybe a resurgence in certain things. Again, everything that's old is new again one way or the other. And, you know, it's weird being on the back seat now and seeing this. But it's also charming to know, like, oh, wait, I used to remember when this was this. Yes, it is the hipster logic. Like, oh, I used to remember when this was cool and underground or some shit like that as I'm smoking my fucking vape up my ass.
Yeah, they can go vape on all their asses. And it's like, you know, TMNT, I guess it's like, it's going to continuously come around. And, yes, like, in different forms.
You know why?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it sounds like something a stupid kid would make up. This is a turtle who's a ninja and is a mutant and he's a turtle. It sounds, the weird thing is, the more insane, preposterous, and preposterous, whatever the fucking term is.
Preposterous.
Yes. Thank you. as crazy as that, those words put together sound, it sounds like something a kid would make up in his brain on a sugar high.
And you know what's really fucked up? What? A kid didn't make up Ninja Turtles. 2 20-something-year-old men did.
Who used their fucking, you know, a tax return to make that one comic. And that one comic spawned into them fucking rolling in money, you know, fucking every day.
Yeah. You know what? Money well spent.
Exactly. And it, you know, and it's always fun. And I was lucky to have these collections. Although for me, I always wanted to know where they ended up. Or maybe they're back at the old house I used to live in. Because I would, you know, now it's weird. Like, for adults, we used to play with toys. But as we grow up, we like to display them on fucking display cases and shit.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, though? I would rather do with mine, though. If I still had them in a box, when I become a parent, I'll just be like, when the kids are old enough, just bring them up to the box and just open it up and just say, like, hey, kids, look what I got for you.
And then they'll say, like, what is this? Something from an old civilization? We have these new wheat blarm toys or something.
No. They're going to learn what cassettes are. They're going to learn what records are. They're going to learn what VHS tapes are. They're going to learn where everything came from.
And then they're going to throw it at you or be bored in 5 minutes. Uncle.
I don't care what it takes.
Uncle Robert, what the fuck? This DVD player is square. And why does it come with tape inside of it?
Because you stick it in like this, and you get some popcorn, and you got yourself a movie night.
Popcorn, but they outlawed that when we started colonizing the moon.
Now what do we got? Soylent porn? Soylent porn?
Soylent porn. Think about that.
What the fuck? What kind of tongue twist was that?
That'd be like a different kind of Bukkake video where Soylent Green is thrown at a girl's face.
Oh my god, it's like tongue twist!
And the floating head of a fucking... Oh, and the fucking floating head of Charlton Heston is like crying in the background, like, it's made out of people!
Oh god, wait, that is that movie, Soylent Green. That was him.
Yes.
He's just gonna like pop up and sort of scream, it's people!
And then gets bukkake'd in his face.
It's delicious!
Oh, fucker. Fuck you. Fuck you, man. No, but it's
all. I knew it was coming. Ah!
Well, at least we created something better than Soylent Green and jizz in people's faces. Now we created the new trend of Soylent porn.
God.
Hey, there have been crazier porn parodies out there. It's not that far off.
I know. It's just like, this is what happens when you get tongue twisted.
No, but if you want to get more into more tongue twisting anecdotes with Robert Menez, how can they contact you?
I guess on the Facebook group is one way. Another way is on Twitter. Find me at Lambda Calculus. It's LambdaCalculus.
Thank you. Appreciate this, you know, trip down the wormhole, talking up bullshit and killing our brain cells each and every week, my friend. It's always a pleasure, and I'll definitely see you next week, my friend.
All right. Peace out, and let's go watch a movie.
Soylent porn. Yay! And with our second segment, we have someone who is feeling the summertime heat, just like me, knowing it's the summertime and time to dress up. Like that Will Smith song, Summertime, it's Alyssa Menez. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Isn't summertime like a classic jazz number?
No, it's, hey, we all know as the Fresh Prince DJ Jazzy Jeff song, okay?
That's yeah, he's a jazzy.
No, but, you know, like any of us right now, we are feeling the heat. Well, those who are going outside, like, because unlike them, you and me are in our nice little humble abodes with the AC blasting, literally wearing sweaters to keep ourselves nice and temperature-like.
Yeah, whenever I go outside during the day, I mean, I'm inside working most of the day, but whenever I do go outside, I'm just very surprised that it's, like, a broiler.
And it's funny because for me, I really don't go outside unless it's something necessarily that I need to do, whether it's like shopping or whatever. I don't half the time. I'm going to be home freaking being a hermit, you know, with the AC blasting, not bothering going outside because if I step outside, I'm going to be like an albino bat, like fucking covering my eyes because of all the sun. Like I cannot take this shit.
Who the fuck wants to be outside anyway?
I know, like, but... You know, for, you know, me, again, I don't go outside, and even then, I still put on, like, a fucking hoodie and shit, because I like to stand out, even though I'm sweating 20 gallons.
But, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous out there. I hate this weather. I only like this weather if I'm, like, at the beach or something, otherwise it's just like, no, go fuck yourself.
Exactly, and again, you're a person who is very fit, who likes to take care of herself or body-wise or and whatnot, who, you know, so you wear comfortable stuff when you go outside, you know, but there are those that I swear to God, like, it's always without fail, even walking one block or even just stepping out, sitting at your stoop, being a stoop kid, that... You know, you always see these people who, you know, maybe physically aren't really attractive or appealing to the eye, trying to wear these weird clothing that might not be suited for their body's type. Like, I saw, an abuelita, more like a woman, like, maybe in her 40s, in her mid-40s or 50s, wearing...
Is that old enough to be an abuelita?
Hey, with certain kids being parents at the age of 16, everybody becomes an abuelita.
You are now abuelita.
But it's funny because you see all these old ladies, especially old Spanish or old, you know, African American ladies, wearing these weird like belly shirts and crop tops and shit like that, and they have no, you know, body shape except it's round. And it's funny. Yes, I do understand that Stella needs to get her groove back, but Stella needs to keep an eye on her shapely figure.
Oh man, that's I saw something pretty wild or terrible too the other day. I was at Penn Station waiting for my waiting for a train to go back to Jersey, and I saw, I think it was about 40% of an ass.
40% of an ass? So is that like one cheek?
Almost a whole cheek.
Really? Like what? From a person or a homeless beggar? Like what? Or just?
It was like some. I think he was a homeless dude, and it was like he wasn't wearing a shirt, and then like his pants are like falling off at an angle. it was like I thought I was like back in San Francisco for a second, where like seeing someone's ass, seeing someone's dick is like part of the
normal. Hey, it's hot right now. He needs to let it breathe, whatever part of his body it was.
He should wear like Geox pants or something. Yeah, Penn Station's like the last place you want to ventilate. That place is like stuffy as hell.
Yeah, that's true. But again, with more people, the more populated a place is, the less you're able to feel that nice breeze from the air conditioning. So
just, you know, just like pull your pants off in Penn Station. That's fine.
Just fucking have your dick. Just walk. Wait. So you just have a bottomless party, but except it's not a party. Just people walking around bottomless, just letting the air hit their balls.
It's not a party. It's everyday living in San Francisco.
No, but oh, yeah, but
yeah, that was that time in San Francisco where Well, I looked away before I could see the whole dick. The dick coming out of pants, just in the middle of the street. It was my first day in San Fran. I was like, yeah.
Welcome to San Francisco, the floppy dick of the San Francisco dream.
The floppy dick of the capital of America.
Hey, we all have to have a weird nickname. You know, we're the Big Apple. I think Canada is America's hat.
And I thought Florida was America's wang. Apparently it's San Francisco's California.
Well, yeah, but eventually, you know, everything, like I've always said, if you look hard enough, everything is a dick. There's a dick if you look hard enough.
It's all a dick.
No, but it's always fun to see, again, these weird, out-of-shape people trying to wear these revealing clothing that maybe would suit someone that is maybe 20 inches their size, like, you know, these old ladies or even, you know, some overweight gals or boys. You know, I can't, you know, mock the boy. I can't just let all the girls take all the credit for making me go blind every day. But there are some of those girls that, you know, their fat hangs out, you know, pieces of their, you know, bodies, you know, seem to like almost melt out of their clothing. It looks to the point that it looks like they're baking bread in their shoes or in their stomachs.
Oh my God.
And, you know, and the boys, yeah, the boys do have that tendency that, like, the especially the male demographic, whereas, like, whenever, like, there won't be a day that you won't see a butt crack. Or,
yeah, oh! Well, that's usually, I'll mostly see that, like, if I go to, like, a comic book store or something. Like, yeah, there'll be, or, like, a convention or something, there'll be butt cracks floating around.
Yeah,
all the butt cracks as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, and the funny part is, especially coming from guys who wear shirts that are maybe three sizes too small to what their frame is supposed to allow. Like the fat dudes who have the little fupa. You know what a fupa is?
What's a fupa?
The fupa is the bottom part of their stomach that, you know, no matter how hard you work out or whatnot, you can't get rid of. Like, you have to surgically, you know, get that reduced.
Fupa reduction.
Fupa reduction. And, you know, there are those fat guys that have that, like, again, the shirt that's too tight, but in between the pant, the waist, and their stomach, there's that little gap in between that you see a good chunk of gut.
Oh, God. The fupa.
Yeah, the little fupa. And I swear, you know, depending on what the heat is, you know, the sweat under their man titties and shit, it looks like a sad face.
Oh, my God.
Yes, folks, the nostalgia road trip where we make fun of fat people.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, but look, you know, from a person who used to formerly be, like, overweight, like, I used to be fat to the point that, you know, I used to have use my, like, fat as armrests.
I don't remember that.
No, it was, like, way before, like, I met you, and you or Rob, and it was weird, you know, when I, in, like, you know you're fat when you're sitting on the couch, and you're using your own, like, hip, in your hips and your stomach as armrests. You rest, so you look like an overweight T-Rex. An overweight T-Rex that apparently is having trouble swallowing a basketball.
Oh, man. Well, you know, now you're keeping yourself healthy now, and, you know, you're in good shape now.
Yes, I'm not round. That's what you're trying to say.
You're Daisy Dukes ready now.
I'm just wearing, no, and the weird thing is, if it was Daisy Dukes, it wouldn't be, like, specific Daisy Dukes, it'd be, like, the porn star Daisy Dukes, where, like, anything, subtle movement I do, my balls would just pop out.
You have to cut your jeans, like, so high that, like, the pockets hang out under them.
Under them, like, there it, it practically is pockets, like, to that point.
The pockets, like, hang out, like, under where you've cut your jeans, so you cut your jeans, like, that high.
And, like, there, it looks like, butt floss made out of denim.
The Misty shorts, just gonna get yourself a pair of the Misty shorts.
Yeah, but I'll cut them shorter, so, like, for, like, the gap between the legs, one ball will occupy the space.
I'm Misty! I always dress like it's 120 degrees!
Even when it's in the fucking, like, tundra. Frozen tundra. Like, what the fuck?
I still have to wear my shorts!
Story you!
Talk me!
No, but... it's always weird that, you know, again, it's the summertime. We all try to do whatever we can to stay cool. And, you know, fuck those who start bitching about the weather. Like, for one thing, it was cold. And then people are going to be like, oh, it's too cold. I wish it was warm. And then when it's hot, they're like, oh, it's too hot. I wish it was cold again. Like, you know, just choose whatever you like and stick with it.
This is why I don't look at Facebook very much. All the statuses are like, hi, I'm a very uninteresting person. It is sure hot out there.
That's true. But again, you know, if you're able to, you know, whatever you can do to stay warm, cold, whatever. Again, thank God for ACs. But on this... You know, on that, I like to discuss, like, summer jobs. That's, like, one of the things that everybody always tries, you know, the summer job treatment, where everybody tries to get a job or something, you know, just for the summer so they can get a little couple of spending cash while they're on vacation from school or whatnot, or work.
I wish my job was, like, wear Daisy Dukes and hold a sign.
Yes, I believe that job does exist, Alyssa. It's either outside a brothel or a car wash.
Hey, wait, we should do that. We should work at a car wash wearing Daisy Dukes. Car wash here.
It's gonna be a unisex car wash, so you girls wear Daisy Dukes and all that shit, and the boys have to do likewise, and they wash the female drivers' cars while you wash the males.
And it's always choreographed to, like, 80s hair metal.
Exactly, so we all put on, like, fake-ass wigs, and one of us gets on the roof and does the, practically reenacts that whole scene from She's My Cherry Pie or Pour Some Sugar on Me.
And you have to wash the car in the sexiest way possible.
And the fattest dude with the biggest titties will be the one that wipes his tits on, you know, on the windshield. Like that scene, in Cool Hand Luke.
Do everything sexually.
Do pretty much everything that the females are doing, but better. Yeah, so, like, while, you know, the girls are rubbing their boobs on the windshield, wiping it with soap, you know, foaming it up, the dudes are doing likewise, but as an added bonus, they rub their junk on the windshield, too.
I don't think they're supposed to rub their boobs on the windshield. I think it's just, like, the sponge, but then it's all, like, done, like, suggestively.
How would you imagine a fat, overweight guy doing something suggestively?
I want to see your... an 80s hair metal.
While he's fucking balding, sweating, he's like dripping in suds, and it's in slow motion.
That's the whole thing has to be in slow motion too. That also helps. How to make things sexy, slow motion.
And he's like giving you that come hither look and pointing at you, and then wagging his thumb, you know, for you to come that in his direction. All the while, you know, the other dudes in the background are rubbing their junk.
So is this like a car wash in Queens somewhere?
No, our car washes are full of Mexicans. No, we're not that far off. Maybe in L.A. or San Francisco, as you may call it. Damn it, Alyssa, your fucking vibrator keeps going off.
Oh, yeah, I always keep it next to the phone when I'm on Skype.
You know, hold on, it's my burger phone. Hold on, this is my vibrator phone. Oh, for you listeners right there, Alyssa just imitated her vibrator. So if you put the bass amp on the floor and sit on it, you'll get a nice heavenly surprise.
Oh my god, all the listeners are fapping right now, aren't they?
Well, some of them are being fat because you just made that vibrator sound. So they right now are taking my advice. They're getting their sound system, placing it on the floor, and then replaying that specific sound you just made. So they get that special feeling.
Here's one more for them.
That sounds like a bee doing a nosedive, like it's about to die, like a fly.
I ran out of batteries. Shit.
Damn it. Damn it. That's a part of the Toy Story no one wants to know. The sex Toy Story.
Oh no, Buzz Lightyear ran out of batteries.
Buzz Fleshlight to the rescue.
Woody.
Woody's like a wood-shaped dildo and shit. Buzz is a...
So Woody.
Buzz is, of course, a fucking, you know, a vibrating dildo, you know, the...
Actually, you don't have to change either of their names.
Yeah, really. You don't. You know, Mr. Potato Head can just be a bunch of butt plugs, you know, anal beads.
I don't know about that dinosaur, though. I don't know where you want to put that.
Let's see. Hey, there have been weird things I've seen on the internet with people shoving random things up their butt. I'm not too surprised if they have someone's shoved a fucking T-Rex from Jurassic Park up their ass.
I bet if you go on YouTube right now and type shoves up butt.
I don't think YouTube would be the one. It'd be like RedTube or some shit. Or maybe one of the Reddit areas.
/shove a butt.
There you go. No, but again,
who's the moderator of that forum?
Seymour Butts, of course.
Oh, of course. Seymour Butts. Hey, we got a Seymour Butts in here. I want to see more butts.
Oh, I'm gonna take your brains and paint my house with them.
Classic.
Oh, yes, classics. Simpsons seasons 3 to 10, the only seasons that matter.
You don't even like 1 and 2, the crew?
You know, 1 and 2 had their moments, but it's 3 to 10 that are the ones everybody remembers. Those are the ones with the lines that everybody repeats, like, mm-hmm. literally on a daily basis. That's when it had the most memorable episodes, the most memorable lines, the most memorable jokes, and practically everything that is posted online via Twitter, Facebook, or that. All those quotes come from within those seasons.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unless you want to go far and say, let's go out for some frosty milkshakes.
What?
That's like one of the first season, I think. Yeah, that's like one of the first season's thing.
Like, yeah, I don't think I've seen, as many of, the first season ones. Like, I think FX just constantly runs, they'll run some new ones, too, but then they'll run some old ones. They kind of do, a good selection.
Yeah, FXX, the All Simpsons Network.
Yeah, oh, no, it's great. Like 5 days a week, they have, tons of Simpsons on it. It's just, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's true, except anything past 10th season, I don't watch, because I stopped.
There's a few seasons after that, I think.
There's a few.
I think it's, the most recent ones, the really, really most recent years are just, they're not as funny, sometimes they're...
No, but they're a little beyond, to the point, okay, Homer gets attacked by a dog, then there's a scene when Homer turns to Bart, and his whole rib cage is exposed, when did it suddenly become Family Guy type humor? It's almost as if The Simpsons now, it's trying to compete with the comedy of Family Guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess it's definitely past its time, and it probably should have ended. But yeah, because when that came out, when The Simpsons came out, that was considered edgy. But now, they're no longer edgy. You know, it's
It's becoming...
I think it's just like a race to see who could be the most edgy.
And it makes no sense because The Simpsons was the standard bearer of all these, you know, type of shows and shit like that. If it wasn't for them, all these other shows wouldn't exist. The only problem is The Simpsons has overstayed its welcome to the point that now it's trying to rip off the same feelings and jokes from the shows that it influenced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is pretty crazy. I mean, like, it really does need to do that. Like, it can just... be gone now, and now, like, was it Harry Shearer is leaving the show, so...
He left because these fuckers fucking didn't want... Here's the funny thing. You know, all these other voice actors are allowed to do other things, but for him, since, you know, they said you can't do any other outside voice acting, which is weird because other people are allowed to still do it, but he couldn't, so he just...
Is something he signed in his contract? That's weird.
No, they just want him. They pretty much just told him, like, if you do this, you know, these other companies voice acting, you're fired. So he just walked out. So he wanted to do other projects. He can't be, you know, as much as a cushy job it is, you need to at least step outside and do some other voice acting.
Yeah, you don't want to just do, I mean, Simpsons has been on for like 25 years. Like, I can't imagine wanting to do that for 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny part is he plays a good half of every character. So practically, they
kind of the end for the show at that point.
Yeah, so there is no Simpsons anymore. And, you know, and if they try to replace it, it's going to definitely affect a lot of people because people are going to know. It reminds me of that old joke they actually did on The Simpsons where...
Ned's voice is, like, different.
Exactly! They said, like, oh, cartoons aren't important. They can change the voice actors whenever they want. And then, you know, he comes out like, and no one will ever did Leon notice. It's almost... it's almost like they fall back on that said joke.
Oh, yeah. But... No, it's definitely... I mean, it's definitely time for it to go. I mean, you know, part of me gets sad that, like, Futurama's over, but, like, it's kind of like, it's, you know, it had a really good run. They did a lot. You know, and it's okay. It doesn't have to, like, go on forever, you know?
Yeah, but the thing about that is, like, in terms of Futurama, you know, Fox never gave it any love.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was jumped around various time slots, you know, and, you know, to the point that people didn't even know it was still on TV.
It's crazy, but it's so cool how in the past few years it's gotten, like a much bigger fan base. It's, like, much more well-known now. It's not just, like, a cult cartoon, you know, like, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it took forever for them to do a crossover to the point that people don't even care anymore. That's how bad it was.
No, I didn't even see that Simpsons Futurama crossover. I'd like to because I love Futurama, but, yeah.
Yeah, but again, it's one of those things that why didn't this happen sooner? And, you know, Simpsons it went to the point that, oh, what guest Hollywood star can we get to show up on this episode? It was always like guest star after guest star after guest star, like, you're relying on gimmicks now. That's the sign of desperation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's pointless. They don't need to be desperate. They've probably made, like, bajillions of dollars by now.
And, you know, and even there were some episodes in the past that they even made fun of that, the fact that if it wasn't for them, Fox wouldn't it be like the television powerhouse it kind of is. But, you know, like, look at this. Like, but now they're kind of getting slightly the shaft a little bit because now their new boy toy to play with now is the, you know, Seth MacFarlane. So he's their new toy to play with until I guess.
God. Like half of or most of Fox on like Sunday nights is like Seth MacFarlane stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, that should be a hint, like, we should stop now and just stop. They lasted almost 30 years. That's a good, you know, milestone.
That's a really good run.
That's a really good milestone event. Just end it now before, you know, your legacy becomes literally a joke that you mentioned in one of your episodes.
Yeah, they've been out for 30 years, but what I still find funny is that Pokemon, which has been on for, like, half the time, has, like, twice as many episodes.
Yeah, but that's Japan for you.
Yeah, they're way more efficient with their animation.
Yeah, you know, all those artists, they have, you know, locked up in chains while being whipped, telling them, no, Ash is still 10 years old, damn it. You gotta, don't upgrade him, don't make him look older, and Misty is still flat-chested, all right?
They try to draw Ash with, like
a bulge in his pants.
Like Steve with, like, stubble.
There's that special episode he discovers that he's attracted to girls. There's that special.
He talks to Brock for reasons.
You know, there's that.
Brock, how do you get a girlfriend?
And, you know, that special episode where Rock accidentally, you know, slips a roofie in one of the female Pokemon trainers, the after school special episode.
You're taking it too far. Wait, I thought I knew you, Brock.
The poke abortion episode. Like, oh, wait, we don't do abortions at the Pokemon Center. What makes you think, wait, did you impregnate a Jinx?
How about Ash announces the titles of every episode, so you'd be like, Jinx gets an abortion.
Who's that Pokemon? Prom night dumpster baby.
It goes like,
who's that Pokemon? It's blank, and in the bottom it says it doesn't exist because it was aborted.
Yeah, what's the thing inside, like, Kangaskhan? Aborted baby.
Aborted baby. Hey, you know, it's the tragic stories, you know, and then all of them start wearing their mother's skulls on their faces.
Pokemon, it's for kids.
And like I always say, if you look hard enough, they all look like penises.
Oh, there's like a lot of them that look like dicks. Like Lucario, Blaziken, they're all dicks.
Hey, I got a new Pokemon. It's a fucking fiery chicken that shits nuggets. There you go.
He's also shaped like a dick.
In fact, he shoots him off his dick while shaped like a dick. Here's the newest Pokemon, Dick Butt.
I think Nintendo, when they're like commissioning like new like Pokemon like designs, like so yeah. So I think when they're kind of like commissioning new Pokemon designs, like Nintendo will like stipulate that at least 10% of them need to look like dicks.
Miyamoto is just like
Miyamoto's like, I want to see more dicks.
I want to see more dicks. Here's the newest Pokemon. See more butts. No, you got it wrong.
I don't want a butt. I want a dick.
I want dick butt. Dick butt for the new Pokemon! Pokemon Brown!
Oh yeah, they're probably gonna. They did X and Y instead of Z, it's just gonna be brown.
Pokemon B. Why is it B? Because it's brown. Or Pokemon.
Pokemon D for the D.
Pokemon DB. Dick butt!
Oh, Nintendo. Japan.
Exactly. You know, when they're not raping teenage girls with their tentacles, they're creating things that look very phallic-y.
Japan. Did you hear the mythology that Japan, like, this is like Japan's mythology that the nation was created when, like, a god rose from the sea and spunked?
I heard, not spunked, I heard it was like he took his sword and bits of the sword became Japan. You apparently have the weird Cliff Notes version of it.
The anime version.
The anime Cliff Note version, where it's a giant demon god who rapes teenage girls, jerked off, and hey, here's Japan.
No, I just think he jerks off to like weird shit.
And that god, in that name,
he watched the first hentai.
And that
in Japan.
And that little boy that nobody liked grew up and became Dick Butt.
Hey, Edgar, I got a riddle for you.
Go ahead.
What came first, the hentai or the spooge?
I'm gonna say the tentacles.
Oh, Japan.
Oh, no. But if people want to talk more about the craziness of Japan, or listen to your amazing music, or even book you for a show, or pay you to just make little tunes on your ukulele about Sonic Adventure 2, how can they contact you?
You can find me at Twitter at ACMenez.
And that's it?
And that's it. Oh, no, wait. I'm going to give out my home address.
12345 Fake Street.
Fuck off, Lane.
But till then, always a pleasure killing brain cells, educating the youth on Dick Butt. And more importantly, having a great old time just chatting it up. But till then.
It's a dandy old time.
Thank a ragtime old time, dandy.
It's a dandy, dandy time.
Gonna have a gay old time. Gay old time over at the Hooch Parlor.
Oh, I love the Hooch Parlor.
Oh, no, but thanks a lot so much. Always appreciative of the time you make for this. And definitely, I hopefully see you next time.
See you next time, you ragamuffins.
And that's it for this episode of the Nostalgia Road Trip Podcast, but if you would like to keep in touch with me, you can follow me on Twitter at MoonSpiderHugs. And you can also join us on Facebook by joining the official Facebook group over at facebook.com/NostalgiaRoadTrip to see what craziness is posted each and every day. We are also available on SoundCloud as well as iTunes. And if you're there, please make sure to give us some of those 5-star reviews. It would mean a lot to us and show that we're doing a good job. So for Rob, Nick, and Alyssa, this is Edgar Velasco saying, till then, till next time, and always, a winner is you. Survive.